If you didn't notice, Dorothy requested that we keep her birthday decorations up at least through the week. She says she celebrates all year. She celebrated her 60th birthday all year. And I said, well, the balloons won't last forever. But we can celebrate her 80th birthday for 1 week. So you can enjoy the streamers and everything. All right. Any questions before we get going? All right. It's nice to see everybody. Let's begin pranayama, deep breathing, feet together, toes and heels touching each other. You ready, Amelia? Hands underneath the chin. All right. Make sure chin and knuckles stay together like glue. You got it, Rohan. Stand up super tall for me, everybody. Chest up, stomach in. Concentrate, and let's begin, please. Inhale, breathing. Start slowly. Elbows lift up. We have some interesting acrobatics going on over there, Miss Polly. Exhale, breathing. Open your mouth. Push the chin slowly back. Nice, steady H-A. Ha sound by the throat without any voice. Elbows come together. Very good. Inhale. Slowly bring the chin down. Elbows lift up. That's it. Keep the body weight to the heels. Breathe in as much as you can. Now exhale, breathing. Mouth open. Push the chin slowly back. You can push your hips a little bit forward. Just make sure there's no back bending. Spine stays straight other than the neck. Inhale, one. Head down, two, three. Halfway, four, five. Breathe in a little more, please, at the top, six. Exhale, breathing, one. Lift the chest, two, three. Look way back, four. Get a nice tight grip, five, and elbows touch on six. Again, please, inhale by the throat. Now suck in your stomach, pull the lower abdomen in. Oh, I see you back there, Marilyn. Very nice, hold at the top. Exhale, breathing, push the chin back with the fingers. Hi, Summer. Nice job getting started. Good. Look for the wall behind you and exhale completely, elbows touch. Inhale, one, two, three is halfway, four, five. Breathe in a little more at the top, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three. Look back, four. Keep exhaling, five, right up until six when elbows come together. Again, inhale by the throat. Now suck in your stomach. Try to expand the rib cage by breathing in to your maximum. That's it. Exhale, breathing. Keep the center of the chest lifted, but the shoulders can drop and relax. They come around to the sides. Good, Amelia. Elbows touch. Inhale, head down. Now I want you to firm up the legs. Hips and thighs contract. Body weight stays all the way back to the heels. Exhale, breathing. Lift up the center of the chest. Head goes up and back. Push the chin with the knuckles. Chin is resisting the knuckles. Inhale, one, two, three is halfway, four, five. Chest and elbows all the way up, six. Exhale, one. Push the chin, two, three. Look for the back wall, four, five. Try to keep the elbows high away from the chest and then they come together. Again, please inhale by the throat. Try to take in the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the inhale. Hold it. Good. Exhale, breathing. Open your mouth pretty wide. Try to remove the same amount of air. On each of the six counts of the exhale, elbows touch each other. Inhale, good. Now try to keep the weight to the heels, please. So as you move the arms and head, you want to keep the legs, hips, and spine totally in place. Exhale, breathing. So same when you move the arms and head here. Hips, thighs, and abdomen, they don't change. Lift up center of the chest, elbows come together. Good, Randy. Inhale. Very good, stomach in. Now, when you inhale here at the top, look for the rib cage to expand to both sides of the chest. Exhale, breathing. Head goes up. Push the chin back with the fingers. Chin resists the fingers. Neck backward bends only. Inhale. One, two, three is halfway. Four. That's a good sound. Five. Breathe in more. Six. Exhale. One. Lift the chest. Two. Three, shoulders can drop, four. Keep exhaling, five, little bit stronger at the end, six elbows together. Again, inhale by the throat. The nose is just a passageway, and you want it to be out of the way so you can flare the nostrils a little bit on the inhale. Good, now exhale, breathing, mouth open. Try to keep your elbows up nice and high, Rohan, as you bring them forward. Elbows stay up away from the chest. There you go, push the head all the way back. Two more in the first set, please. Inhale by the throat. Keep breathing in more and more. Keep going. Hold it. Good. Exhale, breathing. Push the head back. Now make sure the end of the exhale is always stronger than the beginning of it. So push the air out. Chin and knuckles, summer-like glue together, please, my dear. Last one. Inhale. One, two, three, halfway, four, five, elbows all the way to the ceiling, six. Exhale, one, two, chest up, three, four, look way back, five, hips contract, six, elbows touch each other. Okay, that's enough, arms down to the side. All right, very nice start, everyone. Let's begin a second set. Interlace the fingers, touch your knuckles underneath the chin. Remember, chin and knuckles like glue, and you can even have a little pressure between chin and knuckles throughout. It will help you keep them together. All right, so suck in your stomach, stand up tall. Swallow a couple times, and let's begin. Inhale, one, two, elbows up, three, chin stays down, four, five, elbows as high as you can, six. Good, Rohan. Exhale, one, push the chin, two, keep elbows high, three, four, look way back, five, get a nice tight grip, six, elbows touch. Inhale again, head down. Weight all the way back to your heels. That's it. Suck in your stomach. Look straight ahead. Exhale. Head goes up. Push the chin back. Slowly you bring the hands, palms together. Cross your thumbs. Exhale completely. Elbows together. Inhale. One. Head down. Two. Three. Halfway. Four. Five. Keep breathing in. Six. Hold it. Exhale. One. Chest up. Two. Three, relax your shoulders, four, push the chin, five, all the way back, six, elbows touch each other, good, inhale, elbows separate and lift, bring the chin down, make sure the body weight's still to the heels, try to keep your mind there the entire time, exhale, breathing, push the head back, maintaining concentration on body weight to the heels, hips forward, stomach in, good round, inhale, nice and slow, please, elbows out and up, chin comes down. Now look in the mirror, ribcage expands to both sides. Very nice. Exhale, breathing. Center of the chest, lift up. Let the shoulders come down and around the sides. Exhale completely, elbows together. Inhale, chin and knuckles, my dear Summer. Glue, like super glue, okay? No separation, no sliding. Exhale, one. Chest up, two. Head goes up, three, four. Look for the back wall, five. You can do it, chin and knuckles together. Elbows touch, you got it, inhale, head down. So one of the things you can do, go ahead, breathe in as much as you can, elbows to the ceiling. Now exhale, only let the head go back as much as you're pushing the chin back. It never should drop back away from the knuckles. There's always a little pressure there. Inhale, now the chin pushes into the fingers. So there's always pressure one way or another between the chin and knuckles. Good, exhale, push the chin back with the fingers. The chin is resisting that, so you still feel the pressure between chin and knuckles. Inhale, elbows out and up, head down. Squeeze or press the middle inner thighs together, weight on the heels. Exhale, breathing. Push the chin with the knuckles, mouth open wide. Look for the wall behind you. Exhale more and more and more. Inhale, one, two, three. Chest up, four. Lift it up, five. Now suck in your stomach, six. Hold it in. Good, Nick. Exhale, one. Keep the chest up, two. Three. Hips forward, four. Five. Exhale right up until six. Elbows together. Two more in the second set. Go ahead. Push the chin down against the knuckles, stretching the fingers all the way up. Exhale, breathing. Elbows stay high as you push the head back. Use your extra strength at the end of the exhale. Try to get more air. Oh, good sound. Last one, please. Go ahead. Now, even at the top, try to get more air in. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Hold it, and then you can exhale. Push the head back. It's all right if it's a little uncomfortable at those end points, you guys. Now, squeeze out every last bit of air. Stomach in all the way and elbows touch. Okay, change again. Arms down to the side. Look, when I started this class, I could only breathe in for 2 seconds. The three, four, five, six, I was like, I don't know what to do here. I already breathed in fully. And sometimes I would have to let a little air in and out. That's okay. And, you know, it will get better. So no worries at all. You just repeat. All you need is consistency and effort. Okay. Now let's breathe by the nose for the postures. It's great to see you, Rachel. Yay. Do you want a different mask? Are you okay? There's some on the front desk if you need to exchange. Not exchange, you could take those and then. Okay, understood. You just deal, yeah? Okay. All right. Let's begin, everybody. Yeah, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. There will be no perfect one, right? Yeah. Interlace the fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Now take a deep breath, stretch up. Go right and left a few times. Right, left, right, left, right, left. When you come up through the center, stretch up a little more. Try to touch the ceiling. I've been the same way. Sometimes I'm practicing and it's just too loose and it's driving me crazy, but I'm like, you know what? Whatever. Too bad. That's just going to be how today is. Oh, yeah. Rachel's like, do you ever use whatever you find in the car? Yeah. Yes. I have like four tucked up underneath my visor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just for, you know. Okay, let's do half moon pose. Ready? Hips a little forward, body weight on the heels, arms back and chin up. Now, when you inhale, suck in your stomach, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling and slowly bend your upper body to the right. Push your hips to the left. So you start with the body weight on the heels, keep the body weight on the heels, and you just come down a little bit at the beginning, making sure arms stay back, chin up to the best of your ability right now. Summer, take your hips and push them off to the left side. Your upper body's bending. Now just move your upper legs. Move. Yes, there you go. Upper legs go. Exactly. And if you lose the balance a little bit, it's honestly a pretty good thing because you will squeeze the muscles to catch yourself, and those are the ones that we need to strengthen. Now take a nice deep breath. Squeeze the hands, palms together. Reach out to the right side of the room. Way out to the right. Using your extra strength, try to take your hands over to the right side wall a little bit more using the grip. Now come down, keeping both hips in one line, just a little bit of left thigh round forward towards the mirror. Left thigh, little more, keep going. Okay, now squeeze your upper legs together. That's good, Scott, weight on the heels. Now towards the end, bring the right shoulder forward, arms back, chin up. Take a nice inhale, looks good, Randy. Squeeze hands and reach, exhale, come down, push your hips a little bit more to the left side. Very nice, inhale, breathing, come back up. Nice, Amelia, very pretty. Chin up, arms back, weight on the heels. Take a deep breath, stretch up and over to the left. Push your hips to the right. Yeah, it's a nice side bend, Amelia. The whole right side of the body stretches. Now, you don't need too much flexibility work, right? But what I want you to work on is smooth out and slow down the breathing and keep the right hip forward. Keep the body weight to the heels. Press the legs inward towards each other. Okay, now you might be all the way down in terms of mobility, but see if you can strengthen, Amelia, squeezing the grip, hands, palms together, and pushing the hands over your couch there, okay? You feel the strength of it, yeah. That's really gonna open up the chest and shoulders. Come down a little more, push your hips to the right, everyone, keeping both hips in one line. That's it, John, just a tiny bit right hip forward, but it's very good posture. Come down, push stomach in, push a little bit more, push. Inhale, breathing. Come up, stop in the middle. Next is a backward bend. Amelia, does that make sense with the reaching? It looks like you did it. Yeah? Okay. Now you're going to try that on the back bend too. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Drop your head back, but do it a little slower on the back bend. Drop your head all the way back. Look for the floor behind you. Now inhale, push your hands up and over and back past your face eventually. At first, you'll just be reaching to the ceiling, locking the elbows, but that's a really good start for the spine and shoulders. Let the head go all the way back. Very nice, Kevin. Now take a deep breath. Squeeze your hands and reach, Amelia, just like you were reaching to the side. Exactly. Keep doing that. Now take a deep breath, and as you exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push the thighs forward. Now use the grip again. Squeeze hands and reach back, arms back all the way. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Stop in the middle. You got it. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. You can bend your knees if you need to. Put your hands on the floor. Take your time. Going forward, suck in your stomach. You may separate the hands. Now, once you're touching the floor, move your hips back and forth a few times. Bend the right knee, then the left, right, left, right, left. You can let the head hang down, neck and face relaxed. Now, when you exhale, you're going to grab the feet. The final group we're trying to get is grabbing the heels from behind, pinky fingers side by side, but you may, on the way, grab the outsides of the feet or slide the fingertips underneath the toes. Or hands on the floor in front of you is also on the way to the heel. So, any of the above. Now, if you've got the heels, pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down. The knees are going to be bent for everybody to begin with. It's important to get the body to the legs. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, face on the legs below the knees. So you have no gap anywhere between your upper body and the legs. Now, wherever you have the hands, I want you to push the fingers into the ground and push the base of the toes down. Once you have the heels, pull on the heels, push your knees back, creating a stretch all over underneath the legs. Eyes open. Exhale, push the fingers and the toes into the floor, hips up towards the ceiling. Try to lock the legs. Now bring your hands back around in front of you. Please interlace the fingers, and you can slowly come up. Arms, head, neck, and spine all together. Inhale, reach up. Try to touch the ceiling. And arms down to the sides. All right. Second set, half moon pose. Amelia, may I have a side view? Maybe if you look at your staircase, yes, yes. Less distracting, huh? Okay, second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. But guess what? Who gets distracted is what's important, not what's trying to distract you, yes? Okay, arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Stretch up and over to the right. Go ahead, push your hips to the left. Begin. Half moon pose. I need to sign you two in while I'm thinking of it. All right, now, the strength of half moon pose. Body weight to the heels, squeeze legs together, hips forward. Keep all of that. When you inhale, and make sure you do inhale, suck in your stomach, breastbone lifts, chin up, arms back. There you go. Now you have the posture happening to the best of your ability. You can go deeper or you can stay there, but I want you to squeeze the hands and reach to the right side, keeping both hips in one line, both shoulders open to the front. That's it, Nick. Just a little more hands, palms together for three. Suck in your stomach, two. Come down and push. One. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Stop in the middle. All right, other side. Inhale, reach up. Imagine I'm picking you up from the hands towards the ceiling and then take that to the left. Now imagine I'm pulling you. If you can imagine, not that it's someone else, but that your hands are being squeezed together and you're pulling, or something else or someone else is pulling the hands away from the top of the head, that's how you will access the strength. All right, elbows will lock. The armpits will kind of start to pop out a little bit. The upper back is going to strengthen. And maybe they won't yet, but that's where you're headed. Now come down, push your hips to the right, keeping the body weight on the heels and both hips in one line parallel to the mirror. All right, that's it, Amelia. Keep the weight on the heels, my dear. Squeeze upper inner thighs together, pull the stomach, and you feel how you're wavering a little bit with the weight that on the heels. That's okay. And left and right. Now I just want you to be super steady with the legs. Suck in your stomach, come down, arms back, push, arms back, push, arms back, push. Inhale, come up. There you go. Very nice. It got much more steady. All right, take a deep breath in, eyes open. Head all the way back. Now inhale, push your hands up towards the ceiling like I'm picking you up so the elbows lock. Now you can bring the arms back. See if you can bend the neck and the upper back first. Not too much at the waistband initially. Push your hands way past the face, locking the elbows. Squeeze hands around it, reach up and over. That's it, Rohan. See if you can straighten the arms by reaching up. Exactly. Now, when you can't go further back, exhale, push your hips forward. Push the stomach forward. Push the thighs forward without bending the knees. That's good bending, Amelia. Now squeeze the hands and reach. Push the couch away from you. Go back. Reach back, way back, all the way. Inhale, breathing. Come up. That's it. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. You can bend your knees. Put your hands on the floor. If you've looked at the screen, you might say, what is this, like guys' night or something? Yeah, I know. All four of you guys are on the camera. There are a couple, some ladies in the room too. The guys are outnumbering today. That's nice. All right, grab the heels on an exhale. Elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles throughout the posture. Now, stomach to the thighs, knees can be bent at first. Chest to the knees, knees might still be bent. Try to get the face on the shins. That's right, Nick. Keep going, elbows back. And you can start little by little. Your hands are going to slide around the back corner of the heels and eventually all the way the very behind grip. All right. Pull on the heels, stretch the body down. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, hold it. Try to get your forehead to the shins. Randy, that's great. Knees can be bent a little bit. Bend your elbows, push them to the back wall. Everyone roll forward, body weight to the toes. Distribute the weight across all 10 toes. Exhale, push the knees back, keeping chest and knees together. Very nice. Change again. Awesome. Come back up, arms and head together. Try to touch the ceiling at the top and arms down to the sides. Awkward poses next. Right foot step out to the right, 6 inches apart. Inhale, breathing. Bring your arms up parallel to the floor. Tricep muscles contracted, all 5 fingers together on each hand. I want you to energize all the way out to the fingertips. Now take a deep breath. Exhale, suck in your stomach, sit down please. Feet flat position, maximum body weight on the heels. Stick your hips all the way back, bring them all the way down until the thighs are parallel to the floor. And you just stay here. Make sure the feet are still parallel to each other. Suck in your stomach, tightening up, rib cage visible in the mirror. Looks good, Kate. Now lift your chest up. Lean your upper body back. Keep the shoulders down. Try to fall down backwards. Very nice, Randy. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms stay right there. Now stand all the way up on the tiptoes. Maximum, as high as you go. As you inhale, suck in your stomach, stretch your spine, center of the chest, and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Now pick one point to look at in front of you. Eyes do not move. Sit right down on the tops of the toes. Nice neck. Push the big toes down, heels up. Push the knees up. There you go. Now upper body throughout the posture, straight up and down. Back of the head, back of the hips, leaning against the wall. That's it. Press the ankles forward, heels up. Very good with the feet, Scott. Sit down till thighs are parallel to the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up. Heels down. All right, for the third part, come up a little bit on your toes. Bring the knees together. Take a deep breath. Stretch your spine straight up towards the ceiling and slowly sit down. As you do this, maintain complete depression of the abdominal wall. However, you got to let the rib cage expand. So this will take some coordination, but you can train yourself to take a deep breath with the stomach in. Now, arms locked, shoulders down, breastbone lifted. Face relaxed. Keep the knees together, push them down and forward, and now inhale, start to come back up, leaning against the imaginary wall behind you. Right foot steps to the left, arms down to the sides. All right, second set. Right foot step out to the right, 6 inches. Inhale, breathing, arms up parallel to the floor. As you exhale, suck in your stomach, sit down, go ahead, please. Feet flat position. Maximum body weight on the heels. Stick your hips back. Sit down all the way. And then you just hold it. Feet parallel to each other. Knees 6 inches apart. See if any more body will go to the heels. Lean back, way back. Try to fall down backwards, but you try to touch the mirror at the same time. Inhale, breathing. Come up, please. Very nice. Now all the way up on the tiptoes. Suck in your stomach. Stretch your entire spine. Center of the chest. Top of the head up towards the ceiling. Don't even blink your eyes. It's only 10 seconds. Ready? Go. Sit right down on the tops of the toes. 10 counts. Heels up. 9. 8. 7. Ankles press forward. 6. You got it. 5. Looks great, Kevin. 4. Hips forward. 3. Upper body back. 2. Stomach and chest up. 1. Nice one, Rob. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Heels down. Now come up a little tiny bit on your toes, knees together. Slow it down. Inhale, stomach in. Stretch the spine upward. Now you can start to sit down. Minimum of 10 counts to get all the way down there. However low that is, you might go halfway to the heels. You might go all the way to the heels. You might go 3 inches towards the heels. But in any case, look at all the things that you can do. This is very important. We lose perspective so easily, but there are a tremendous amount of things working in the body, even if you can only do 10% of these postures. Now, keeping the knees together, push them down. If you'd like, you can take 2 or 3 huge bounces, 6 to 12 inches, hold at the top, and then you can come back up. Leaning against the wall. You don't have to do the bounce, but it's good at a certain point as long as the knees don't hurt. Arms down to the sides with feet together. Excellent. Eagle posture is next. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Now, as you exhale, swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again, grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs close to the face, pinky fingers on the outside. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach, and sit down. Bend your knees, please, body weight on the heels. Good start, Scott. Stay down there, upper body back. Now lift your right leg up as high as it will go over the left. Cross your legs each other, twist like ropes. That's it, Rohan. You can keep sitting down more and more. That will help you get the foot wrapped behind the calf muscle. That's fine. And then eliminate any gap, very nice, Nick, between ankle and calf muscle. Pull your elbows down. Try to keep the hands right in front of the mouth. Sit down a little more, keeping the body weight to your heel. Now lift your chest up while you pull the elbows down. Bring your upper body back at the end. Come up slowly, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Exhale, swing your left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Thumbs close to the face once you get the hands. Grabbing the shoulders perfectly fine. Pull your elbows down. Suck in your stomach. Sit down as low as you can. With body weight on the heels, stay down there, upper body back. Now left leg, go ahead, please lift up over the right. Cross your legs, twist like ropes. If the foot is coming out or not wrapping yet, sit down a little lower. That's it, Amelia. As you sit down more, keep the weight to the heels, stomach and elbows down, chest up. I know you can do it. I know it's a whole long list of things. All right, and you can also breathe normally while you're doing all this. You totally can. It just takes your 100% focus and concentration. Come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Exhale, right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands. All right, pull the elbows down. Sit down in the chair, please. See if you can sit any lower. You just never know. All right, right leg over the left. Good, Janelle. Very nice. The ankle flattening to the calf muscle is partly a function of relaxation, partly a function how low you're sitting, and partly a function of just where your feet and ankles are at in your life right now. So do your best with it. Then try to center hands, elbows, knees, and feet in the center line of the body right below the nose. So top knee can come to the right a little bit. Try to straighten the right wrist, and this will help you get in your best possible alignment. Inhale, breathing, come up. Inhale, arms over the head. Exhale, left arm underneath the right arm. Cross and grab your hands right in front of the face. Pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach, sit down in the chair. Left leg over the right leg. Go ahead, please. Now, even if the foot cannot wrap yet, you can still try to line up the hands, elbows, knees, and feet below the nose. Top knee to the left, but still try to sit down a little bit lower, really changing the blood circulation in this posture and the lymphatic circulation. So you get that crossing, twisting, sitting down as much as you can. Get 100% benefit. Very nice. Come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. And arms down to the side. Excellent. You good, Rachel? Okay. I just see your eyeballs come over here, and I'm thinking, how's it going in there, inside, everybody? Any questions before we continue? All right. Well, let's do standing head to knee pose. Feet together, toes and heels touching. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Bring your right leg up in front of you, thigh parallel to the floor. As you take your exhale, round the spine forward. Pick up your right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. I like it, Matt and Amelia. See, that's all the room you need. You just need, not even a mat width. Do your yoga. Okay. Now, standing leg solid, concrete lamppost unbroken. Right leg lift up and stretch forward until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor. No higher and no lower. Standing leg remains solid. Distribute the weight equally all over the standing foot. Make sure it doesn't go too much to the heel. Now take a nice deep breath. Shoulders relax. Kick the right heel forward. At the same time, suck in your stomach. Turn all 5 toes in. Perfect. Standing on one leg, breathing normally is quite a challenge. Upper body up, run a little bit more. Once both legs are locked, you can bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle, and eventually elbows will go down below the calf muscle. Very nice. Change again. You can put the right foot down and stand tall. All right, other side. Take a nice deep breath. Left leg lift up in front of you. As you exhale, round the spine forward, grab the left foot. 2 inches below the toes. All 10 fingers included with the grip. Don't let them knock you over, Amelia. Standing leg solid, concrete lamppost unbroken. You're just in the zone, standing head to knee zone. Nothing can push you over. Not that he would ever try, but not even a little mental distraction, okay? Now, standing leg solid, concrete unbroken. On an inhale, left leg lift up. Upper body can lift a little bit too as you bring the leg up until it's parallel to the floor, no higher, no lower. That's it. Take a deep breath. Kick the heel forward. At the same time, flex the foot and turn the toes back, even the little toes, Amelia. There you go. I can see your toes there. Good. Now try to get both legs locked, and then when you can balance there comfortably, bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows will go down below the little calf muscle for 3. Stomach in. 2. Breathing smoothly. 1. Very nice, Matt. Change again. Undo the arms and feet together. All right. Second set. Pick up the right foot in front of you. Always stretch the spine up on the inhale, and then when you're going to bend forward, exhale, and then you move that way. Okay, in this case, picking up the foot. Sometimes it's bringing the head to the knee, but this case, just picking up the foot. Now, once you have the foot in your hands, go ahead, right leg, lift up and stretch forward, nice and slow, until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor. Looks good, Amy. Once both legs are locked, both Amys have both legs locked, then elbows can come down. Once the elbows go down below the calf muscle, renew the effort to be very steady. Tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach, and touch your forehead to the knee for 3. Turn the toes. 2. Breathing smoothly. One. Very nice. Right foot down. Undo the posture if you were further than that's perfectly wonderful. All right, last one. Left leg lift up. On your exhale, after an inhale, pick up the left foot. You're like, of course an exhale comes after an inhale. I know, but did you realize it as you were doing it? This is the trick here. Standing leg, solid concrete, like a lamppost. Go ahead, left leg lift up. As soon as you have a good grip, 2 inches below the toes. Upper body up a little bit. That looks good. Take a nice deep breath. Kick the heel forward. Turn the toes back. Now, stand tall on the right leg when you get back into it, Ron. Once both legs are locked, elbows down. Once the elbows go below the calf muscle, squeeze everybody the upper inner thighs in towards the center of the body. You can tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach, and put your forehead on the knee. Very steady, Natalie. Go ahead and change when you're done. Stand tall, Ron, on the right leg. Stand tall. Stand tall. All right. There. I see it. Very nice. Okay. Be done when you're done. Got a few extra bonus seconds. Was that a victory walk, Rob? He did a little circle walk. But he did put his head on his knee for a little second there, so we can call it a victory walk. Okay, standing bow pulling pose. Everyone bring your right hand up in front of you, palm facing the ceiling. Reach out to your right. Hold the ankle, all five fingers together. Left arm, slide it straight up in front of you, elbow locked, palm facing the mirror. Good. Now take a deep breath, stretch up, chin up, try to touch the ceiling all the way to the fingertips, and now charge your upper body forward on the left side. At the same time, kick the right leg. First you press the knee back, but then mostly you kick straight up towards the ceiling. Look in the mirror so you can see that your foot eventually will come up over the center of the head in the reflection. Standing leg locked, solid throughout the posture. Summer, that's very nice. Now charge forward all the way to the fingertips. Level out your eyebrows. If you have a mirror in front of you, try to get the eyes level. There you go, Amelia. That's it. Now right shoulder back kick. When you stretch forward and kick up, make them equal and simultaneous, 50-50. That's it, Rob. So when you decide to stretch forward, kick up. And when you decide to kick up, charge forward. Now body down and kick. Body weight to the toes and kick. Try and touch the mirror. Kick up one more time. Change. Feet together, arms down to the sides. Wow. Left hand up in front of you, palm up, turn it out. This morning, Dorothy said, and these people that you have here, they are kind of amazing. Larry gave us a tour of his glider. She said, Ann, what is that stuff in Larry's room? So Larry gave us a tour of his sail gliders. Okay, grab the left ankle, right arm up in front of you. And Dorothy was just like, wow, these people. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, charge forward and kick back. I mean, she's been practicing with you all for like 5 years, but sometimes on the screen you get to see something about the person, like their room or their, you know, fancy things behind them that they're working on in their life. All right, now charge forward. That's good, Summer. Very good front arm. You see how straight that is? That's great. Now I want you to bring your chest down, Summer, a little bit so your tummy is kind of parallel to the floor. Yes, just like that. Oh my goodness. That is so good. Now bring the body down slowly so you can keep kicking. All right, charge forward and kick up equally the same. Just do it one more time, Summer. I'll give you a few counts here. Go forward and kick. Body down and kick. Charge forward, kick a little harder. Kick the ceiling. You can do it, Summer. Kick. Kick hard. Yeah, right there. Keep kicking. Keep kicking. Wow. Change again. Okay. Today's your day, Summer. That's amazing. Wow. That's so cool. Okay, I can't find the unmute button for you. I'll talk to you later. Okay, right hand up, turn it out, grab the right ankle. I just wanted to tell you, I have a screenshot of that for later. I'll send it to your mom, okay? Knees together, left arm up. You guys look so great together. Take a deep breath. I'll give you 20 counts. Charge forward and kick back. Begin. 19, 18, 17. Nice and steady. 16, 15. Front arm, 14. All the way to the fingertips, 12. That's it. 11. Left shoulder forward, 10. 9, everybody chin up, 8, look straight ahead, 7, lock the standing leg, 6, 5, little less coming down, Nick, 4, lock the left leg, that's okay, 3, now kick up, 2, that's the right direction, 1, great, yeah. Nick, that was totally the right direction, I know it made you fall, but it worked. Last one, please, left hand up, turn it out, hold the ankle. Go ahead, bring the right arm up in front of you, palm facing forward. Knees together as long as the left knee does not hurt to do that. Now go ahead for 20 counts. Inhale, stretch up, and then charge forward for 19, 18, 17. Look straight ahead, 16, 15. Standing leg locked, 14, 13. Keep your chin up, 12, 11. Go and touch the mirror, 10, 9. Keep kicking, 8. That looks great, Randy, 7. Now take a deep breath, 6. 5, left shoulder back, 4, right armpit skin stretches forward, Janelle, for 2, reach forward, kick, 1, great, change, is that you? Things moving, wow, fun. I just heard some joint, I heard some, you know, bones and joints moving, Rachel's, yeah, mine did that today. I did a back bend, and like my whole SI joint on the right side just said, oh, this is how we're supposed to be. Thank you very much. It was amazing. Because it's been kind of out of whack for, I don't know, 6 months. We'll see if that holds. Okay, front row, you can step to the back of the mat, or if you need room in front of you, step back, please. Feet together. All right, inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace the fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Now keep your chin up so the neck is visible from the front. Nice big step onto your right foot. Lock both legs, left toes pointed. Inhale, breathing. Good start, Janelle. Come down, upper body down, left leg up. Charge forward. That's good with the standing leg locked, Rob. Charge forward so the weight is to the toes. Now suck in your stomach, squeeze hands and reach. Palms together, Nick. Reach and stretch. Go and touch the mirror. Change. Awesome. Come back. Feet together. Chin up, arms with your ears. Big step onto the left foot. Lock both legs. Right toes point. Okay, remember, chin up, Tammy, as much as you can. Come down. There you go. Upper body down, leg up. For you, Tammy, as much chin up and arms up as you can figure out how to do. Some people can overdo it, but for you, I'm not worried about it. There you go. Exactly. Now squeeze your hands, lock your elbows, go and touch the wall in front of you. Stretch forward, go forward, change. Good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms down to the sides. Second set, balancing stick pose, Tuladandasana. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Interlace the fingers, point your fingers up. Try to squeeze your head with the arms. All right, so reach up, arms press into the head. Step onto the right foot, lock both legs, and go ahead, upper body down. It's a quick one, body down, leg up. So you have to make up your mind in 1/2 second to use 100% concentration strength. Balance, stretch forward from the hands all the way to the mirror and the back toes. Reach to the back wall, stretch. There you go, Randy, stretch, keep going, stretch. Inhale, come up. Awesome. All right, last one, inhale, breathing. Go ahead, step onto the left foot, lock both legs, right toes point, and come down, upper body down, right leg up. Lift up on the kneecap, Janelle, standing leg lock. There you go. Now charge forward. A little more weight to the toes. That's it, right there. Now push the back toes to the back wall. Suck in your stomach. Right hip comes down just a touch to get two hips in one line. Very nice posture. Change again. Come up. Well, that was it. Arms down to the sides. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Great effort, everybody. For standing separate leg stretching, you can step to the side of your mat, please, or turn if needed. Feet together to begin. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot step out to the right, a nice big step, arms down immediately parallel to the floor. Now make sure the heels are in one line, feet slightly turning in. Lock your legs throughout the posture, stretch your spine up and then forward. Reach out to the side walls as you are stretching the spine out towards the mirror and then down towards the floor. Awesome. Now, when you can't go any further, you can grab the heels from the outside, stepping on the fingers, all 5 fingers together. But make sure the legs stay locked. If you can't reach the heels, slide the fingertips underneath outsides of the feet, underneath the toes, or even on the floor in front of you. Now, once you've got the heels, pull on the heels. Just make sure the legs stay locked. Pull to stretch your upper body down. Try to touch your forehead to the floor right between the feet. That looks good, Sarah. Nice and slow. Suck in your stomach. Now, when you exhale, everyone, push the fingers down. Push the toes down to the floor. You can walk your hands forward, Rohan, a little bit further in front of you, please. It will help you balance. Walk your hands forward. Yeah, I'm watching you. I know you can't see me. That's okay. Hold it there. Now take your time to come up. I'll show you what I mean. Arms out sideways, head up. Take your time to stand. Okay, right foot back to the left, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. Rohan, when you do this, so I know you can just see a little slice of me. You can put your hands... Your hands are kind of here. I want you to bring them more forward this way, okay? It'll bring the body weight to the toes a little bit. Does that make sense? Okay, great. All right. Summer, I just had this feeling like it might be your birthday soon. Yeah, when is it? Oh, it's May. Oh, it's not March. Okay, I was thinking it was March something teenth, but it's May. Okay, how old are you going to be?
10.
Oh my gosh. She started when she was 5, you guys. Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, remind me, please. Let's do second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. I love that you're about to turn 10. We just had somebody who's been doing this yoga for 10 years. So she started when you were a little baby. Lock your legs, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, then come forward. Go ahead. Look forward. Reach out to the side walls. That's great. Very nice, Natalie. Now, when you can't bring the body down anymore, grab the heels from the outside. Nice control, both Amy's. Now, yeah, hands can walk forward, Rohan, that's right. Even a little more forward until you can keep the legs locked. And that may take some time, that's okay. Just little by little, push the knees back till they're straight. The muscles above your kneecaps lift up and you'll feel or see the kneecaps actually go up. Now roll forward, that's good, Randy. Push the fingers down, push the base of the toes down. Try to get the weight forward to the toes, out of the heels. All right, now just stay there. Lift up the kneecaps, I want the thighs to contract. There you go, roll forward again. I want the toes pressing down. There, there. Now just try to hold those contractions. Kneecaps lifted, body weight to the toes. Everyone, if you're pulling, keep pulling. Try to touch your head to the floor right between the feet. Great. Take your time to change. That's great, Randy. Arms out and head up. I saw the thighs doing their thing. Okay, right foot back to the left. Arms over the head and arms down to the side. How does that feel, sir? Good? Okay. I know we basically just met and I'm like telling you thighs, 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 la, la, la. But it's working. It's totally working. When you get the weight forward, it's going to feel interesting too. You feel initially like you might roll forward, but so you can always have the hands there to catch you. Okay? It's awesome. Oh, Nadia, hello. We're having 3 people for triangle posture. That's so exciting. I'm relearning all these triangle things in geometry right now in my household. It's pretty fun. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Ooh, big step out to the right. I love how you guys are all fitting here. I love it. Arms parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath. Push both hips forward, arms back. Take a deep breath again. Turn the right foot all the way out and sit down. Bend your knee. I see room for your mom in there too, you know, just so you know. No pressure. I can see it though. Okay, palms forward, chin to the left shoulder. Go ahead. You don't have to move right now, Mindy. Maybe second set we can have a triangle party. Push the right knee back with the help of your right arm. That's it, Nick. All right, just push the hips forward. Push the right foot firmly to the floor. There. Wow, you guys look steady. Now turn your head, chin to the left shoulder. So the profile of your face is visible from the front. Now when you inhale, take the whole upper body, rib cage, top arm up 1 more inch towards the ceiling. Just a little bit. That's right, Amelia. And now take the hips down. Pelvis down, sit down. Exactly. Now turn and twist. I want chin to the left. Right shoulder forward, right knee back, sit down, touch the toes. Inhale, come up. Nice, Amelia. Right toes forward. Inhale, push both hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the chest. Turn your left foot all the way out. And please sit down. Bend the left knee. Spine straight in the middle in the setup. Do your best with that. Now, hips forward, arms back. Go ahead. I don't mind if you flip the palms first, but I just usually teach it in the second set. All right. Push the left knee back with help of the left arm. So you're aiming your fingertips between the big and second toe. The top arm, I want you to stretch straight up towards the ceiling and hoist the upper body up. Whole rib cage lifts. Good, Rachel. Good. Now chin to the right shoulder. Straighten out your right wrist and fingers, including the palm and the stretching up. Now upper body lift up, lower body sit down. There you go, Ramit. Rib cage up, pelvis down. Everybody try to touch the toes. Excellent. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Stop in the middle. Left toes turn forward. Right foot steps to the left, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. Okay, are there any birthdays like this week that we will be singing for? Okay, any questions? I'm just waiting. I know Mindy really wants to come and crowd the rest of the family over there. I just want to give you a second in case you decide to.
Oh, me? We're not me.
Hi. Maybe, hi. Maybe Nadia can, I don't know if you can fit. You guys figure it out. Nadia fit back there, though. That's fine. Hey, Amelia, you going to be here? Okay.
No, I'm stepping here.
Perfect. Okay. All right. This is a true family fun night, isn't it? Jazz hands all to go along with it. All right. Arms over the head sideways, everybody. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor, palms face down. I have you guys unmuted. You're going to have some fun, but we're going to have fun with you. So just so you know, palms forward, chin to the left shoulder, no swearing in triangle pose. Go ahead. Push the chin with the shoulder. Any other time is fine, just not in triangle posture. Okay, push the knee back and twist. That's great. Hi, Nadia. I gotcha. All right. You can just stand on Amelia's hip, you know, and do like standing bow. Just balance on Amelia. There you go. All right. Bring your top arm over your face, Amelia. Right over your face. Right there. Now I want to see your face, Nadia. Turn and twist. There you go. Sit down a little more. Touch your toes. Nice. Inhale, breathing, come up. We'll get your dad on the other side, right? Okay. Take a deep breath. Push the hips forward, arms back. Lift up the chest. Turn your left foot all the way out. Go ahead, sit down. Bend your knee. All the way, sit down. All right. This looks good. Spine straight in the middle. Palms forward, chin to the right, shoulder begin. You got it. Push the chin with the shoulder. All right. Now, upper body up, lower body down. You got it, Summer. Push the left foot firmly to the floor. Nadia, that's nice. You can see if the hips will go down, but you'll need a little bit wider step, Nadia, just a touch, okay? That will allow you to sit down more. Now, as you push the left knee back, bring the left shoulder forward. Bring the hips down. You got it. Mindy, hips down a little more. Touch the toes. You can do it. Stretch up and down equally the same. Awesome. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left toes turn in. Wow. Feet to the place, arms over the head, arms down to the side. Thank you, guys. That was so exciting. This is so much better than watching Netflix. Did you know that? Way better. Way better. Standing separate leg, head to knee pose. But Netflix could mean anything. My son and I, we're watching Breaking Bad, and it's just like, oh my gosh, really? This is, okay. We have to keep watching this. I'm like, I'd rather be watching people do triangle posture. Arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Right foot step out to the right. 3 foot minimum. All right, now take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Turn on your heels facing the right side of the room. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees, left hip forward, so both hips are in one line. Now take a nice deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling and begin. Tuck your chin to the chest. Go slowly. Look at your stomach or the chest. That's it, Rowan. You can try to get the front of your shorts to face the back wall a little bit more square. Yeah, you got it. Now touch your forehead to the knee. If you need to bend the knee up a little bit, that's fine. Bring the knee and forehead together. This way you'll press on the throat, bones to the skin. Very good. Compression there. Very good for circulation around the thyroid tissue. Push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. Back leg stays locked, back heel pressing into the floor. Now keeping the chin tucked, lock the front leg. That looks fine, Sarah. Slowly come up. Try to keep the left hip forward as you get out of it, please. Arms and head come up last. Excellent. Turn all the way around, face the opposite wall. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward. Both hips in one line. You can turn the back foot in, Randy, just a little more. It will help the hips come around. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Yeah, tuck your chin to the chest. Perfect. That's great. Slowly go down front side. Forehead to the left knee. If you cannot get the head to the knee, feel free to bend the knee up a little bit. Then stretch your hands forward beyond the toes. As you go into it, keep right hip forward. Yeah, it's fine. That's fine. And as you go, just keep that effort alive. Okay. Push the fingertips into the floor. Wrists and elbows locked. Push the back heel into the floor to shift more body weight to the front foot. This will help you bring the right hip down and left hip up to get both hips in one line parallel to the floor. Now push the knee back a couple of times, lock the leg, and slowly you can come up. Arms and head together. Arms and head all the way up. Turn and face the mirror, please. Right foot steps to the left, arms down to the sides. Second set, standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, arms over the head sideways, palms together, just cross the thumbs this time, please. Right foot step out to the right, 3 foot minimum. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling, turn to the right. All right, adjust your feet, 2 heels in one line, back foot in 45 degrees. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling, and you can start from the neck, please. Tuck your chin to the chest. Excuse me. Look at the chest or the abdomen the whole time in the posture rather than the floor. Please do not look at the floor or your foot. When you look at the chest or abdomen, it will help you keep the chin tucked. Just take your time. Push the fingertips into the floor. to help you push the knee back with the forehead, but keep the knee and forehead together once they are touching each other. All right, lock the front leg, slowly come up. Squeeze the thighs inward. Very nice. Turn all the way around, face the opposite wall, please. Turn the back foot in, right hip forward. Inhale, first you try to touch the ceiling, go up. First the chin tucks, now on the exhale, round the spine, but reach out with your fingertips with as much intensity as balancing stick. You know how much you stretch forward in balancing stick. You try to incorporate that good yatiri into the posture here. The spine is like rabbit posture, maximum forward bending. Now, there's a balance component. There's a strength and balance component of this posture, obviously, right? If you wobble, then that's present. On your front foot, push the base of the big toe down, and on the back foot, push the heel down. So you have pressure underneath those points. Then you squeeze upper inner legs towards each other. While doing this, stomach in, lock the front leg and come up. Keep pressing the feet down, squeezing the thighs in, stomach in to get out of it. Great. Once you're up, turn and face the front. Right foot to the left and arms down to the side. Very nice. All right, tree pose is next. You can come back to the towel where you started. Feet together nicely, toes and heels touching each other. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Grab your right foot and bring it as high as it will go on the left thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. So you can grab the front of your ankle with the right hand. Grab underneath at the toes with your left. Once you can get the heel all the way to the top of the thigh, very slowly, gently, bring the right knee down and back. How are you feeling, Randy? You okay? You're welcome to sit for rest if you want, anytime, okay? Standing leg locked, push the right knee back and hips forward to get two knees in one line. Like if your breathing gets a little funny, just, you know, take a knee. Now stand tall, looks good, Janelle. Stomach in, chest up. Keep the shoulders down and the face relaxed. Right hand can come up anytime in front of the chest. And if the foot does not slip at all, that looks great, Rohan. Then bring the left hand up, palms together. Breathe by the nose, everybody. In by the nose and out by the nose. Good, change please. Right foot down and arms down for a moment. Left leg lift up, bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Whatever's happening, whenever you encounter some limit of the posture, make sure you get the breathing smooth by the nose, okay? Go ahead, left leg lift up. Once the heel's all the way to the top of the thigh, you can very slowly, gently. That looks good, Tammy. See if you can keep the right elbow just a little bit bent, though. All right, bring the left knee down and back, hips forward. Looks good, Scott. Stretch the whole spine up, stomach in, shoulders stay down. Very nice, Yatiri. Left hand can come up in front of the chest, thumb at the breastbone. If the foot does not slip at all, bring the right hand up, palms together. Good, change again. Left foot down and arms down. Focus on the exhales, Randy, by the nose, and that will help the system calm, okay? Now, for toe stand, start in tree pose, right heel to the top of the left thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Summer, remember how to bring your heel in underneath the belly button? There you go. Now you can stay there or you can start toe stand, but make sure the foot stays up there. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor with both hands. Once you're touching the floor, shift your body weight to the fingertips. Lower the hips down to the heel. And once you can sit down comfortably, bring your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to your left, right knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Breathe smoothly, both directions. Once you can balance with the spine straight, bring your left hand in front of the chest. If still you can balance there, right hand up, palms together, breathing always normal. Now hands to the floor in front of you, push the hips up. You can hold the foot on the way back up to tree pose, and then please look straight ahead. Very nice, Natalie, take your time. When you're done, come up. Okay, tree pose, you can change, right foot down. And last one, left leg lift up. Heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight on the way down. Once you can touch the floor, shift your body weight to the fingertips, then lower your hips towards the heel. Then arms come around to the sides of the body. Take your time. Left toes point to your right, left knee down. That's a great place to be in the posture. Now, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling once you're sitting on the heel. First, you can bring the right hand in front of the chest and then left hand up. If you hold the lower abdomen in, contraction down there will help you with the balance, keeping the spine straight. Toe stand, you can change. Hands to the floor, push your hips up slowly. and stand up again in tree pose. All right. You can finish up tree pose, look straight ahead, and change again, feet together. Excellent. Savasana is next. Please turn around, relax on your back, adjusting your mat or camera if you need to. If you need a little water, go ahead. Oh, thanks, Natalie. I was just going to say you could bring the camera closer. That's awesome. Thank you. It's so good to have you in class again. So glad to see you. Yeah, that's great. That's wonderful. I love your blue wall, Natalie. That's I love it. It looks like water. All right. Concentrate now on your breathing. If you weren't practicing with us or getting all my emails when I was reading that breath book, I don't know what to say about it. Read the book for sure. Maybe a little bit lower, Ramit. I can't see you all the way. I can see Rohan, but I need more of you in the view, please. Okay, that's perfect. I'll just give you one bit of information from the book. Nose breathing is your best friend. Okay, we open the mouth a couple of times in the class in that beginning breathing exercise and then in the sit-ups and in the final breathing exercise. But when you're doing the yoga asana or postures, right, these 26 things we're doing, really focus, make an effort to focus on whether you're opening the mouth when you breathe, especially when you'll say, well, I have to open the mouth, and I'm working so hard, I have to open my mouth. Well, you can also back off a little, right? It's not the only way to get through the class. Now, at first it might happen, and it's okay? If you realize you've been mouth breathing sometimes, fine, but it is one of the main things we're trying to do, to breathe by the nose in both directions for the whole 90 minutes with those few exceptions. Are you doing okay, Kevin? I was worried about you.
Yeah, there was a family emergency, so.
Okay. Yeah. No problem. I'm glad you came back.
I'm sorry.
No, you don't have. I'm just glad everything's all right. All righty. Let us begin wind removing pose. Right leg lift up. Hold the leg exactly 2 inches below the knee, all 10 fingers included with your grip. Pull the knee towards your shoulder, avoiding the rib cage. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Summer, you can grab just a little closer to your knee, hon. Just, okay. Interlace the fingers deeply. Now, slowly, everybody, tuck your chin down. So the front of the neck squishes, the back of the neck lengthens, and is eventually flat on the floor. Pull a little harder, absolutely freeze. Change, right leg lower down, arms down, left leg lift up. Interlace your fingers all the way to the bottom of the fingers so your thumbs can cross pretty deeply, pretty low down on the thumb. Pull your left knee to the left shoulder, avoiding the rib cage. Elbows in close. Now, if the right calf muscle is not touching the floor, you can flex the right foot back from the ankle, but keep the left leg, including the foot, totally relaxed. Pull a little bit harder, chin down, absolutely freeze. Change. Left leg lower down, arms down for a moment. Now, immediately both knees up, together if possible, into the chest. Reach up and grab your elbows each other. A couple of inches below your knees, get a nice tight grip, compact position. Feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. Now, slowly bring the chin down again. All right, Kate, that's good work. Yeah, good work. All right. She's really trying to grab her elbows without lifting her head off the floor. All right, chin down, shoulders away from the ears, total spine lengthens to the floor. Very good. Change again, arms and legs down. And Kate has the longest spine, so it's extra hard for Kate to do that. But she's still trying. What's that? You're what? You were a roly-poly in your past life?
Yeah.
Cool. You mean before when you were practicing? Oh, before I used to roll to the side. Summer was roly-poly for a long time, right? She was always rolling over. All right, second set. Right leg lift up, interlace the fingers. Pull your right knee to the right shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. It's amazing, really, the way we all change with practice. It's just amazing. Now tuck the chin. Eyes are part of the posture. Look down towards the center of the chest. While tucking the chin, this will help you with lengthening the back of the neck and using the eyes according to the posture too. Change again, right leg down, arms down, left leg lift up. Interlace the fingers deeply, pull your left knee to the left shoulder. Slowly tuck the chin, look down the center line of the body. That's it. Both sides of the upper back, you try to keep on the floor. If you roll to the left, just try to get the right shoulder down. That's a good grip, Rachel. Pull and freeze. Change again, left leg lower down. If you wish to join Kate, try to grab your elbows without lifting your head off the floor. Now, it might not happen. You might get to a point you're like, oh, I can't. Okay. But if you try the first part of it, see how far you can get. And then, fine, lift your head up if you have to. But if you try this each time, you're going to get better. All right? You're going to shift in a certain direction. It uses abdominal strength, increases some flexibility in the low back. Now, once you've got the elbows, the chin presses down. You can do it, Summer. Chin down will help you flatten the spine so you don't roll so much. There you go. There. Now just hold it. Press the stomach down to the floor and bring your shoulders down away from the ears. Oh my goodness, look at that. Stay there, Summer. Just one more second. Look straight down between the knees, hon. Okay, change. Arms and legs down. Now you can roly-poly out of it if you must. Okay, heels together. Arms down to the sides. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathing. All right, next is a sit-up. Feet together flexed. Arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, please. Grab your toes. Exhale, double jerk, head to the knees. All right, cobra pose is next. Those are nice sit-ups in the room, everyone. Turn around, lie down on your abdomen. Bring your hands underneath the chest. Middle fingertips right in line with the tops of the shoulders, no higher. Pinky fingers in line with the deltoids. Glue it down. Distribute the weight equally the same all over hands, palms. Now, legs and feet together, hip muscles contracted. I want the legs locked so that the kneecaps you don't feel on the floor anymore. That's it. Good, Randy. Inhale, breathing. Upper body lift up. Push your palms down into the floor. Lift your upper body up using 100% back strength. That's good, Tammy. Right there. No higher for you with the upper body. Just lift your chin up, but keep the belly button right there on the floor. Now drop the shoulders. Drop the shoulders down. Elbows reach towards the hips. Keep going shoulders down, chin up so the neck is lengthening. You got it, Nick. Squeeze legs together, press the feet down. You got it. Look up to the ceiling, look back. Very nice. Change again. Bring the chin to the floor. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other. Let the heels separate. All right, second set. Hands underneath the chest. All 10 fingers pointing straight ahead. Not too high, not too low. Elbows stick straight up in the air. Good. Looks good, Ron. Good, legs locked. Yep. Feet together, feet flat on the floor. Good, Randy. Inhale, breathing. Push the palms down, upper body lift up. Go ahead, please. Using 100% back strength. Start now with the legs. Nick, knees straight, feet on the floor. Squeeze the legs together. That's good. Now come up. John, push the hands, palms down, rib cage up. That's it, Kate. Rib cage up. Rib cage up right there. Now push the face up. Front of the neck stretches from chin to collarbone. Look for the wall behind you. Nice job. Change. Okay, arms down to the sides. Right next to you, turn your head to the left. You can really lift up, Kate. Yeah. All right, next is locust pose. Turn your hands over, palms down. Slide your arms underneath the body until the pinky fingers touch each other side by side. Not overlapped, just in contact. Rest of the fingers spread apart. Bring the chin forward, neck flat. Look in the mirror. Left leg relaxed. Now lock your right leg, point the toes, right leg lift up. Come up to a 45-degree angle. Push the fingertips down and the upper arms press to the floor. Come up a little higher, everybody. That's good, Rohan. Keep the leg locked and lift. Everybody lift. One more lift up. Change. Right leg lower down. Relax it. Chin forward, lock your left leg, and go ahead. Left leg lift up. Knee straight, toes pointed. That's it, Nick. Keep the leg locked. It's a good height. Just straighten the left leg. Right leg stays relaxed. There you go. Push the upper arms down, everybody. Look in the mirror. Lift the leg. Change again. Very nice. Turn your head in, mouth on the towel. Readjust the arms as needed for the two-legged part. Arms can come in a little closer to each other. See if they'll get any straighter. Just see what you can do right there. Now, Make sure you do not turn the head or move the neck. Inhale, breathing both legs. Go ahead, lift up without bending the knees. Nice, Rob. Lift up, everybody. Push the hands down. Inhale, legs up. Nice, Randy. Inhale, legs together. Keep the legs locked and lift. Everybody lift. One more, lift up. Change again. Lower the legs. Take your arms out. Please turn your head to the right. What's up, Tammy? Do you have a question? Something unrelated. Okay, second set. Turn your hands over. Bring the arms underneath the body. Pinky fingers side by side. Now, if the arms don't go all the way together, fine. You can keep the arms separated initially. All right, now chin forward. The front of your neck will be flat on the ground. So look straight ahead. Make sure the head does not turn. Right leg, go ahead. 10 counts, lift up. 9, 8, knees straight. 7, 6, push the upper arms down. 5, fingertips down. 4, looks good, Janelle. 3, lift up. 2, hold it. 1, change, right leg down. See if the chin can slide any more forward. And when you push the hands down, bring the body weight more to the upper arms and collarbones. Very good, Florida Amy. Left leg lift up. 10 counts, begin. 9, 8, knees straight. 7, 6, make sure the neck is straight. 5, never turning. 4, 3, looks good, Rohan. 2, lift it up. 1, change again. Now, mouth on the towel. Readjust the hands as needed. So make sure you don't turn the head to the side, but you obviously moved the head a little bit to get mouth on the towel. Now both legs go ahead. 10 counts, lift up. 9, 8, you can do it. 7, legs together. 6, 5, looks good, Rachel. 4, legs up. 3, keep going up. 2, 1 more, even the hips come up. 1, lower the legs. Nice one, Amy F. Take your arms out. Turn your head to the left, please. Completely relax. Full locust poses next. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides like airplane wings. All 5 fingers together on each hand. Legs and feet together all the way down. From upper thighs down to the feet and heels. Arms are a good position, Summer. Now inhale, breathing, look up and lift up everything. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up until only the hip bones are touching the floor. So keep the legs together, knees straight, legs pressing together. There you go. But now you reach out to the sides when you inhale. Try to touch the walls to left and right. Bring the arms up, head up, chest up, legs up. On your last exhale, come up a little higher and change. Lower everything down when you're done. Bring the arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Same here. In the rest position after the posture, breathe by the nose, especially the exhales. I don't know the history. I don't know the origins of the exhaling by the mouth when you're exercising. It came from somewhere. I just don't know where, and I don't know why. But it turns out it's better to keep the mouth closed. For a whole long list of reasons. All right. It's much harder. Maybe that's why. Open your mouth so you can do it easier, in your mind at least. Chin on the floor, bring your arms out to the sides. All 5 fingers together on each hand. All right, legs and feet together. Inhale, breathing, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up. Go ahead, please. That's it. Now, every time you inhale, just lift up something. It can be the legs, it can be the arms, chin, eyes up, neck stretches up, ribs lift up. Now stay here, hold the breathing pattern. You can do it. 5, look up. 4, 3, take one more deep breath. 2, on the exhale, all the way up. 1, lower down, please. Good, bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. Kevin, your sweat on your face is the most delicious treat today, apparently. Oh, my goodness. Bow posture, chin on the floor. Everyone bend your knees. Hold the feet from the outside, just a little bit below the toes. All 5 fingers together on each hand. Wrists straight, toes pointed. Now take a deep breath. Look up to the ceiling and start to kick up, please. Go ahead. Both legs kick up. Both legs press up without intermission. Now eyeballs up. Inhale, push your chin up. The chest can lift up too. Rib cage can lift up, but make sure you keep kicking. Don't stop kicking. Keep the breathing nice and steady. Bring the thighs up. Push the hands and feet up. Everybody kick up a little bit more. Kick. Change again. Lower the chin and knees down. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Completely relax. Let's try second set. Chin on the floor. Bend your knees. Hold the feet from the outside. Just below the toes. All five fingers together. Now squeeze the feet with a bit of a strong grip there so the wrists can straighten out. Now eyeballs up, chin up, take a deep breath. Go ahead, kick up for 15 counts. 14, look up. 13, 12, press the thighs up. 11, 10, breathe very smoothly. 9, only by the nose. 8, 7, roll forward onto the abdomen for 5. Keep kicking. 4, look up. 3, knees and ribs up. 2, kick up. 1, very nice. Slowly lower everything. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. Kevin, I feel like you messaged me via some format, and I don't even know what format, about getting a photo of you. And yes, I will go through my screenshots because I know I have some. So yes, I'll take care of that for the challenge photos. And sorry if I did not write you back. It went into my brain and stayed there. All right. Everyone, you can come up to the top of the mat for fixed firm pose. Sit on the heels briefly, knees and feet together. You can lift the hips up a little bit to separate your feet. Lower the hips to the floor. Right between the heels, just make sure you don't sit on top of the heels and there's no gap between heels and hips. Once you can sit comfortably on the floor, then put your hands on the soles of the feet. Lean back onto the elbows one at a time. Once the elbows are down, you can drop the head back. Top of the head, then back of the head. Eventually, whole upper body relaxed on the floor. If you feel a lot of pressure, a lot of stretch, you're probably at a good limit. All right? Once it eases up, then you can try a little more. Now, if you're all the way back, bring your arms over the head, grabbing your elbows, each other. Pull the forearms into the floor. Tuck your chin towards the chest, looking down the center line of the body. Lift up the chest and abdomen so you get a nice arch, nice human bridge. Very nice, Nick. Hands to the soles of the feet with help of your elbows. Come back up in the middle. You can lead with the chest if possible, so you're in a little back bend on the way out. Chin down last. Good, Natalie. Turn around. Relax on your back. Any questions at all on anything? You guys are so solid over here. Ron, Rob, Scott, Randy. Nice practice. You're just so steady. Solid practice. Yeah. I look over there once in a while. I'm like, yep, they're good. All right. Feet together. Flex. Arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Exhale on the way down. Head to the knees. All right. Second set, please. Top of the mat. Sit on the heels, knees, and feet together. You can start the posture. Just make sure the feet never turn out. They need to point straight back, even if that limits how far you go. You're good, Randy. Yep, knees can be as wide as helps, okay? 3 feet apart even, but the feet must stay pointing straight back, heels touching outside of the hips. Then you just go back to your limit according to that correct alignment. So you get the proper stretch. You get the proper angles of stretch and strength in each posture. And you just wait until you can go further. Because things will change. There's just no way around it. You can grab elbows, tuck the chin, lift your chest and abdomen up. Hips and shoulders stay on the ground. Very nice. Take your time to come up, please. Hands to the feet. You can come up onto the elbows, then the hands. Spine straight in the middle. Great. Turn around. Relax on your back. Feet together, arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Now keep your heels on the floor and do the sit-up, please. Grab the toes. Exhale, head to the knees. All right, very nice. Half tortoise posture. Turn around, sit on your heels at the back of the mat, please. Knees and feet together. No gap underneath ankles. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Just cross your thumbs. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, stretch your upper body forward towards the mirror. Try to touch the mirror. Forehead to the floor, the side edges of the pinky fingers also touch the floor. Wrists up, off of the floor, in the air. Take a deep breath, stretch the arms forward, press the hips back. That's great, Natalie. Elbows lock. See if the wrists can come up a little more. So you have a nice straight line from shoulders to the fingertips. Now stay here and take a few deep breaths. That looks good, Summer. Press your palms together. Only the thumbs cross. I want the other four fingers super straight and pressing to each other. Wrists up, Amelia, in the air. All right, use your extra strength to stretch forward. Now inhale, breathing. Everything comes up together. Arms, head, neck, and spine. Great. Arms down to the sides. Turn around as soon as you can. Relax on your back. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale, full lungs, heels stay on the floor, sit up. Grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. All right, second set, sit on the heels. Knees and feet together towards the back of the mat. Suck in your stomach, take a deep breath, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Chin up, please, arms with the head. Inhale, stretch up, hips on the heels, upper body forward, please. Look forward, eyes forward, chin forward. Now, if your forehead doesn't touch the floor but the hands do, that's fine. Pinky fingers to the floor, press the hips back to the heels. And then inhale, slide the hands forward. Continuously, keep stretching forward. That's better, Summer. Imagine I'm pulling your hands towards the front edge of the mat, but you're doing it on your own with your own willpower and your own muscle communication, yes? Your own determination. Now stay here, keep stretching forward. That looks good, Scott. Yep, just slide the fingertips forward. You don't have to lift the shoulders. They're just going to sort of get pulled forward with the entire lengthening of the arms effort. Good. Arms and head together. Inhale and come up. Arms down to the sides. Great. Turn around, relax on your back. Did you get a foot cramp, Kate? Oh, where you sprained it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't sit on it really, right?
Nope.
That's fine. Yeah, I'm glad you're here. This is good. You can try the camel, like standing on the knees. You think that'll be? Oh, good. Oh, gotcha. Yeah, nausea when you do something is a good reason to stop. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes. Kate's in here with her sprained ankle testing. What can I do that doesn't make me sick with pain? Yes? Okay. That's what I'm going to do as the stuff that doesn't do that. All right, hands on the lower back or hips, fingers pointing down. Take a nice deep breath. Lift your chest, push your hips a little forward. Now, when you go back, you're going to feel some pressure there, so maybe just go back a little bit. All right, drop your head back as far as it goes, bending the entire spine. Do a little less. Do less if you need to. This is your wonderful education, right? Now, when you cannot bend the spine anymore, right hand down, that's it, Rohan, grab the heel. Left hand down, grab the heel. Thumb on the outside, four fingers inside, full palm grip. Now take a nice deep breath. Push the hips forward on the exhale. Push the stomach forward. Push the thighs forward. That's fine, Scott, but keep the eyes open. Look back. Breathe smoothly. Good. Now, one hand at a time comes back up. Push the hips forward. Come back up in the middle. And chin down last. Good. Turn around. Relax on your back. How is that, Kate? It's okay? Okay. Oh, yeah. The body is, there's a lot going on. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, nice deep inhale, hold it. Sit up, please, grab the toes. Exhale, double jerk, head to the knees. All right, second set. You can stand up on the knees again. 6 inches all over between the legs. Put your hands up like in the back jeans pockets or a little higher on the low back. When you inhale, breastbone lifts. Push the hips forward, go up and over. Lift up the chin. Push the chin back. Now make sure the eyes lead you. Okay, if you're kind of suffering so much you have to close the eyes, I don't want you in a back bend. So eyes open, breathe smoothly. And when you can get a hold of that, then you can go back a little further. If you just need to wait, that's fine. Sometimes waiting in camel posture is the most important thing to do. You just stay there and breathe. When you can go a little further, then you do. Exhale, push the hips, stomach, and thighs forward. That's it. A little more hips round. Push forward. Push thighs forward. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. Hips towards the mirror. Very nice. Bring the hands back up one at a time. Push the hips forward. Straighten up the spine in the middle. All right. Turn around. Relax on your back. Exhale by the nose. We're putting our system into, you know, the word stress can be so negative. I don't really want to use that word, but there is a certain kind of stress that we put the system into when we do backbend. It's a sympathetic response, and, you know, that is tied to stress and anxiety. However, here's what we're doing when we do that. We are at the same time breathing smoothly, keeping focused on the breathing, and calming the system when we're in a situation that is somewhat stress or anxiety inducing. This is, I don't know what better thing we could do, really, to keep our system. It's a way of protecting the system. If you can expose yourself, this kind of exposure therapy, right, for life, okay? Expose yourself to something challenging and learn how to breathe through it, you can go through many situations in a much different state than if you automatically, you know, run away or freak out without having a method of dealing, right? Okay, I'm not saying it'll make every situation perfect, but we can work on how to keep our system through the situations. Feet together, arms over the head, take a deep breath, hold it. Sit up, please. Grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. All right, rabbit posture, turn around, please sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Grab the soles of your feet, thumbs on the outside. Now first you stretch the spine upward on the inhale, then begin, tuck your chin to the chest. You can look at the abdomen, bring your forehead to the knees, then I just look between the knees on this one because you don't want to over-roll too much. So go ahead, lift your hips up, pulling on the heels as hard as possible with straight arms. Elbows come up, that's it. If the knees and forehead aren't together, you can walk your knees right, left, towards the forehead. Good, Ramit. That's good. Remember, Rohan, to grab the feet tightly. I want a strong squeeze on your heels with both hands. Push the feet, that's it, into the floor. Squeeze the heels towards each other. Keep the strong grip. Squeeze the heels, lift up your hips, stomach stays in. Good one, Kate. Change again. Lower the hips back to the feet. Inhale, breathing, come up. You got it, Rohan. That looks good at the end. Turn around, relax on your back. Exhale smoothly by the nose. You need anything, John? You okay? Okay. Okay. Feet together. Flex arms overhead. Inhale as much as you can. Hold it in. Sit up. As you're bringing the head to the knees, exhale forcefully, head to the knees. Great. Second set, rabbit posture. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Grab the soles of the feet. Inhale, stretch your spine upward and begin. Tuck your chin to the chest. Coil down. Front side, bring your forehead to the knees. Being able to keep your system in this way when you're going through challenging surroundings or situations is not bad at all for the immune system, all right? You don't have all the kind of stress-induced lows of the immune system, all right? So there's many ways this class is protective. Lift your hips up, suck in your stomach, squeeze the heels in. Amy F., that's very nice rabbit posture. Keep the stomach in, everybody. Arms will slide up the legs a little bit, shoulders up away from the floor. Change, please. Bring the hips down. Inhale, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Amy, I think I'm supposed to get pictures of you. I took a bunch that one day, remember? Do you want me to run them by you, or can I just pick a really good one? Okay. If I don't get that permission, I will wait and I'll check with you, but I'll make sure it's a good one. Okay. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, hold it. Go ahead, sit up, please. Grab the toes. Strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, what's next? Head to knee pose. Sit facing the mirror, please. Right leg out corner-wise, bend your left knee, creating pressure between sole of your left foot and the inner right thigh. Arms over the head on the inhale. Turn your upper body to the right. Reach out. Grab your right foot a couple of inches below the toes. Pull your toes back. Flex the foot from the ankle. Tuck your chin to the chest, stomach, and forehead to the knee. Now, if you have to bend the knee up a little bit, please go ahead. Bring the knee to the forehead. Good, Ron. Wow. That's really good reaching. Now, once you have the forehead with the knee, push your knee down with the forehead. Make sure the knee does not go away from the forehead. Change again. Come up, please. Other side. Left leg out. Bend the right knee. Push the sole of the right foot against the inner left thigh. Turn to the left. Reach out. Grab the left foot. Now, when possible, you grab the foot without bending the left knee. Heel will come off the floor in the air. But if you need to, please bend the knee up a little bit. Looks good, Sarah. Suck in your stomach, everyone. Once the forehead is with your knee, push the knee down with the forehead. Roll in just a little bit to the right to get two shoulders in one line, parallel to the floor. Turn all five toes back. Bring the elbows down and in. Push the foot and inner thigh together. Change again. Come up, please. Bring the legs straight out in front of you. You can lie back, and as soon as the arms touch the floor, inhale, come up. Strong exhalation. First two fingers slide around each big toe. Walk your hips back 5, 10, even 15 times to get the legs straight and to tilt the pelvis a little bit forward. Now, you can look in the mirror, chest up. Flex both feet back from the ankles, especially pinky toes. Tammy, you can try to turn back. There you go. Legs and feet together. Inhale, breathing. Slowly push your knees down until you feel tremendous stretch all over underneath the legs. Once you can get both legs locked and maintain the contraction on the tops of both thighs, then stretch the upper body forward from the lower spine towards the mirror. Abdomen lengthens along the thighs. Chest forward along and to the knees. Legs squeeze together, maybe a little bit more. Pinky toes turn back, legs squeeze together. Hold it right there. Good. Inhale, breathing. Come up again. Turn around, relax on your back. Oh, such awesomeness. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. All right, second set, right leg out, bend the left knee. Inhale, arms over the head, stretch up tall, try to touch the ceiling, turn and grab the foot. Forehead to the right knee. Go ahead, please. Push the knee down with your forehead. And then you hold the posture. Stillness with normal breathing and doing your best with the technique. So however far you go, there's going to be a limit that is as it should be. Just try to maintain concentration on turning the toes, sucking in the stomach, pushing the knee down with the forehead. Hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Excellent. Other side. Left leg out, right leg in. Stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Turn and grab the left foot. Pull your toes back, flexing the foot from the ankle. Throat compressed by chin to the collarbones, forehead to the left knee, please. This is not a stretching posture, all right? So first we get the compressions and the contractions. And stretching does occur, but it's kind of later on the list. So turn the five toes back. Push the knee down with your forehead, maintaining head-to-knee contact. Good. Change again. Come up. Bring the legs straight out. Lie back. As soon as the arms touch the floor, inhale, breathing. Sit up, please. Grab the big toes. First two fingers slide around each big toe. Walk your hips back 5, 10, 15 times. All right, now legs together. Turn the pinky toes back. Those two things are connected in a way. If you have a hard time with legs coming together, the pinky toes may have a hard time coming back. So just work on them together. Now take a deep breath, chest up. Slowly push your knees down. Once you can get the legs locked, then you can upper body stretch forward. That's great, Randy. Yeah, legs will shake a little kind of tremble of the muscles on the top of the thigh is excellent. Little by little, come forward. Elbows can bend and press forward for 5. That looks good, Tammy. 4, pull on your big toes. 3, chin forward, look forward. 2, you're fine, Amy and Kevin, with the head there. 1, inhale, come up. Amy and Kevin, you too can ignore me when I tell everyone chin up. Because, okay, you guys are enough. Yeah, forward. Oh, question is coming. Go ahead, please.
There's not a question. I've been thinking about this a lot faster than a month ago for
weeks
ago. What the yoga is to us.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Oh, I'm sure. Yes, absolutely.
And I just wanted to share. It's my medicine.
Nice. Thank you. For everything?
Yeah, well, physically,
Amazing. I love it.
Thank you,
man. And you're welcome. And I know. I get it. But it's unique. When I say I know, it's like it's so special and unique for each person. It's not to, I don't know what to say. I fully acknowledge the specifics of each person's medicine, you know? And I love that you, it's just so sincere. You feel it and you express it. So thank you. All right, let's do the sit-up before spine twist. Feet together, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, please grab the toes. Exhale, head to the knees. All right, half spine twisting. Bend your left knee in front of you. Put the right foot over the left knee corner. I can't wait to share Dorothy's class with you because we did three sets of spine twists. It happened to be an 80-minute class on her 80th birthday. So cool. Left arm up, cross it over the right knee. The reason for that is we were chatting for 10 minutes into the start time. And then I just had to speed it up. Grab the left knee with the left hand. Bring your arm behind you on your back, if possible. Otherwise, right hand on the back, chest up. Now look past the right shoulder, or if you can't see past it, just look towards it. Inhale, sit up tall, both hips on the floor. Lean to your right, Summer, my dear. So you have both butt cheeks on the ground. Lean to the right a little bit. Yeah, you can keep your hand on. There you go. Now lean forward so that front foot stays flat and twist to the right. There you go. Change again. Untwist the spine, undo the arms. Bend your right knee in front of you. Put the left foot flat on the floor. Right arm comes up and over the left knee. Grab your right knee, if you can, with the right knee, or with the right hand. Yeah. Good luck with that. All right, left arm behind you. Grab your knee with your knee. Look to the left. That's better, Summer. Yeah, lean to the left and a little bit forward. You can keep your left hand on the floor right up close to your low back until you can let go of the floor. Hand on the back, palm out. Now inhale, breastbone slides up. Keep the shoulders down and twist without tilting the head, without dropping the chin. Twist, exhale, twist. Look to the left once more. Now untwist the spine. Very good. Undo the arms and you can relax on your back. Wow. Outstanding practice, everybody. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale, hold it. Sit up, please grab the toes. Exhale, breathing, head to the knees. Okay, final breathing exercise. Summer, I just realized a way to memorize your birthday. It's the area code of where we live, 517. Did I figure that out before and then forgot and then just realize it again? Now I'm never going to forget your birthday. Okay, hands on the thighs, elbows locked. Spine perfectly straight. Mindy's coming over, all right. Awesome. Okay, focus one point in front of you, everybody. Shoulders stay down, please. Breastbone stays lifted. Let's begin exhaling. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Exhale, 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 five, six, seven, eight. Keep your chest up. Looks good, Sarah. Shoulders down. All of it out every time. Exhale, exhale. Good, Summer. Exhale, exhale. Blow all of it out like a huge candle. 5 feet away from you. You got it, Ron. That's nice. Little stronger. Five, four, three, two, one. Everyone take one deep breath in. Exhale, breathing. Spine straight, elbows locked. Let's go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Chest up. No inhale, only exhale. Five, four, keep going. Three, two, one. Please turn around, relax on your back. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Very welcome. You had a lot of fun? Oh, good. I did too. Hopefully just the right amount. Okay. You can separate your feet and your hands. Hi, Kevin. I'm unmuting you if you need anything.
I was just saying goodbye
Oh, have a wonderful evening. Okay, goodbye. Go ahead and separate your feet and your hands. You can close your eyes if you would like to. Now, slow exhales by the nose. Concentrate on the next inhale and then another slow exhale by the nose. It's excellent for you. Great practice, everybody. Oops, sorry. Take your couple of minutes or more. Please make sure you hydrate well in the next hour or two. Let me know if you think of any questions, please. Have a wonderful time until I see you again. Hopefully that will be tomorrow. I'll see you then. Great practice, Summer. Really nice practice, Rohan. Good job with the details. Getting better and better. I'll see you all tomorrow.